Hello and welcome to the Voices of Team Fischel podcast. My name is John and I'll be your host. And if you're not familiar with Team Fischel, we're the best choice in utility engineering and construction services. We're a family-owned business and operation since 1936, with offices in 13 states and over 2,700 teammates working in the electric power, low-voltage technology, natural gas, and telecommunications industries. Now, in the Voices of Team Fischel, I'm talking to teammates from across the organization about their time with us, what they do, and why they've made a career here. It's an opportunity for you to get to know us better, and maybe you'll find that what we're doing is of interest to you as well. Now, in this episode, I'm excited to be talking to Jasmine, who works in our Dumfries, Virginia Professional Services Group office. Jasmine has a great story about her path and the role she's in now that I know you're going to enjoy. So now, here's my interview with Jasmine. Jasmine, welcome to the Voices of Team Fischel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm well. The weather is great for now. It's been an interesting winter here in Virginia. We're hoping for the best for the spring. Things are good. Jasmine, I start with every conversation, same question. What's your current role with Team Fischel and what are your day-to-day responsibilities? How do you explain your job to folks you meet along the way?
So my current job title is project manager, which is relatively new. And my day-to-day responsibilities currently seem to be kind of overseeing projects from start to finish and overseeing some of the teammates that work here in the office with me. I can do anything pretty much from bidding, billing, and then also just making sure our teammates are safe out in the field as well.
And you mentioned this is a fairly new role for you. You've been with us for a little while now. How long exactly have you been here and how have your job duties changed in that time?
So I've been here for almost 5 years. It'll be 5 years in a few months. Wow. And I actually started as an intern and again, have worked my way up pretty much to project manager. The ways that that has changed, I would say, is just different outlooks. So initially as an intern, I'm kind of seeing all of the different job roles. And when I started, I was actually in the electric field. So I got to see a lot of how that kind of goes from start to finish. From there, I went to a CAD tech. So then I actually got to get into designing, and that was more so in the telecom role that I was designing. And then I ended up being a design supervisor from there. With that, I was more so overseeing the other CAD techs and designers and their day-to-day functions. And then now as a project manager, I'm seeing more of the project again from start to finish, and then actually interacting with these teammates in their process to make sure the job gets done.
Now, you mentioned you started as an intern, which I can remember as we started bringing interns on board many years ago. What do you remember about that initial experience? And as you got accustomed to Team Fischel and what we did in the work, did you envision the career path you're on now? Is it what you thought when you first came on board, or how has that changed along the way?
I would say that it's changed significantly. An intern, I was not quite sure what I would be getting into. So it was a great process being able to see each individual part of designing, again, for electric. So that was very interesting. And then it kind of took a turn once I went over to the telecom side. It was interesting to see, I was working in telecom relocation at the time. I feel like there's a lot more that goes into that and a lot of analysis of what's going on in order to design for that.
Help me remember, and you were studying what when you came on board?
So I actually had just graduated from studying civil engineering technology.
Okay. So you also said that things have changed a lot since that initial time with the exposure to the different types of work that we do and the different worlds we're in when it comes to electric and telecom and such?
Yes, absolutely. I think my perspective on things changed a lot, getting a better understanding of what it is that we do and how we do it. I think that was the biggest difference. And then just getting accustomed to that over the years.
5 years in, progressing through. Jasmine, what really excites you about the work you get to do each day?
The biggest thing for me initially, I'm really big on seeing things from start to finish. It's just really exciting to see kind of what you have to do and then going out in the future and seeing what's been done and kind of having those memories and being able to relate back to that. And then I would say now, I would have to say that it's seeing the different job titles or roles that I've been in and being able to learn and getting new opportunities and meeting new people. Yeah, I would say that's it.
Coming in as an intern studying civil engineering technology, I'm kind of curious how your perspective, particularly on safety, has changed in that time. You know, what you were learning academically and now seeing when you're going into the field and exposure to electric and telecom fields and fiber work. How has that perspective changed over time?
I would say that it's pretty similar. Thinking back to when I was in school, the number one thing I would think involving safety was making sure that the public was safe. That's pretty much the same here, as we definitely do want to maintain public safety. One of the things that I would say has changed for me personally is seeing safety initially for safety of myself. But again, as I progress through the roles, I understand that the safety is about the safety of the team. So not only myself, but the safety of the team, the safety of the public, and ways that we can do things better so that we're more safe each time we go out.
Jasmine, what's been the biggest surprise for you professionally in the last 5 years that you've been with us?
I would definitely say it's got to be the amount of opportunities that do come up for teammates, and then also the willingness of our leadership to train our teammates up for these leadership roles.
And I assume you've seen that not just for yourself, but for some others as well?
Absolutely. I really think our leadership team is invested in the development of our teammates. So that pretty much makes it worthwhile.
With that group that you're in now in Northern Virginia, that really was a startup situation where when you're on board and you're coming in and performing and excelling, that those opportunities, probably more opportunities there because of that, the growth. And just as there was an organic opportunity from literally being a startup. Is that an accurate position?
Yes, that's absolutely an accurate position. I believe in my transition from intern to CAD Tech, this office was actually opening up. It was relatively new. I believe we might have had just around 6 people working in office, and now we're definitely upwards of 10 on a normal basis.
Jasmine, what keeps you here with us? So you talked about the opportunities, which have been great for you along the way. What keeps you here and keeps you engaged?
I think the biggest thing has to be that the people that I work with actually care. They not only care about each other, but they also care about the work that they're doing, and they care about creating a product that's good for our customers.
So you have the opportunity sometimes to interview potential teammates, and you see applications coming through. And as you're out in the world, even talking to people potentially about opportunities with Team Fishel and maybe have an opportunity similar to yours, when you meet them, or if someone said, "Hey, Jasmine, you know, what would you tell me? How do I make a successful career with Team Fishel?" What are you going to tell them?
I would tell them to definitely be yourself and kind of figure out the things that you are interested in. Even it doesn't have to be specifically something that you want to pursue, but just something that you're interested in. And I do believe, again, that leadership and also just other teammates, they would be more than willing to help try to figure out how to get you in that path that you may want to go into.
Jasmine, I appreciate you again sharing some time with us today. Look forward to seeing you soon, and stay safe out there, and we'll talk then.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Jasmine. From intern to project manager, Jasmine's just one of many voices you're going to hear on the show throughout the year. If you want to learn more about Team Fishel's professional services group or the company in general, you can visit us at teamfishel.com. If you're interested in joining our team, go to teamfishaljobs.com, where you can see all our open opportunities by location and start an application today. And if you enjoy the show, be sure to subscribe on your podcast platform of choice to get new episodes as they're released, and share with a friend. So for the Voices of Team Fishel podcast, I'm John. Have a safe day and take care.